Hello everybody and welcome to the Hochschulkiste podcast. In today's episode we are talking to Mart, a master's student from Turkey who is finishing his studies. We explore his academic journey, his experience as an international student, and his plans for the future. Let's get started. Hello, Mert. Thanks for coming. How are you today?
Hi, Julia. I'm also glad to be here and being your guests here on today's podcast.
Nice. Then let's start with your background. Where in Turkey are you from and what led you to pursue a master's degree?
So I'm coming from Izmir, but the university I've studied in, it was in the beautiful city Manisa. It was the Manisa Celebayar University. I did my bachelor's in the metallurgical and materials engineering for 4 years. Then when I started to came to the end, the idea somehow get into my mind and I decided to pursue a master's degree here. And if you ask me why not in Turkey and here in Germany, there is so many things to talk about.
What motivated you to choose your specific field of study? Was it always your passion?
Basically, metallurgical and materials engineering is the combination of the all analytical sciences, and that kind of motivated me because I was always into the analytical sciences, especially like physics, chemistry, and mathematics. So we can say that it's kind of a combination of those both three sciences. That's why I wanted to do my bachelor's in this field, but I really wasn't thinking about doing a master's degree in this field because it's kind of a different level.
I know that deciding on a university or a program can be tough. How did you decide where to study?
So basically in Turkey it works like this. So you take the exam, which is the big exam which all the people takes to get into a university. I also took that university. So once I defined what I want to study, and then the plan was to choose where to study. The point of this exam was to achieve that universities you want. I took the exam, I get a ranking in Turkey-wide, so I was in the middle range. I couldn't get accepted by the best universities, but it was like above middle university in Manisa. That's why actually Manisa wasn't the first choice in my head, but that was the best university and best city which I could get accepted with my grade and with my ranking.
Mm-hmm. And what about Germany?
Coming to Germany for my master thesis was completely an unachievable idea in my mind. All the people I've been seeing when I was in the high school or the first year of my bachelor were so smart, and only in this way they went to Germany to pursue their master's degrees, and I was thinking that there is somehow chosen people. For that, you have to really speak English, you have to somehow, besides the language skills, you really have need some analytical skills and so on. So once I started to feel like I also started to speak English fluently in my second or third year of the bachelor's, the idea slowly started to came to my mind. So why don't I go outside or abroad? First of all, my English really motivated me. But after that, I actually also knew that some level of German is also required. So that's why I also started to take some German courses in my third year of my bachelor's. Then my motivation slowly got higher. So I've been feeling like, okay, I can do that. Once I jumped over the language barrier, my motivation has increased and I found the motivation to come here.
Thank you for sharing that with us. What was the biggest challenge you faced when starting this master's? How did you work through it?
First of all, you really need some background to get accepted to this university. That's why you need to work a lot. First thing I have really wanted to improve was my grades. Especially in my third and fourth year in the university, I really got the best of the best grades in my bachelor's just to get accepted by here, because you really need some good grades, as I said. And yeah, learning English and German and improving my grades was the biggest hustle I've done as my background.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the real hustle starts after you come here, you know.
What challenges did you face after you came here?
Yeah, like for that, we really needed 10 different podcasts for each topic. But I would say...
Was a culture shock a thing for you?
Yeah, of course. Like at the beginning, like you're in a different country. And in all my bachelor's, I didn't leave home. So I was really in a comfort zone. Coming here was completely a shocking thing for me because I was completely alone. You know, you have to do your everything alone in a different language and in a different culture.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was kind of exhausting. But after some years, once you get into the life and to the country, and if you see how that works, you somehow start to get used to it. And, you know, you also go with the flow. I mean, you're being one of them. You somehow understand it's not Turkey. You have to obey the rules and do everything how it should be done.
Mm-hmm.
That was the main challenge. Like, yeah, I've been always thinking like, I was acting like I'm in Turkey. That's why maybe I got disappointed many times. I got too many hardness just because I was thinking that I'm still in Turkey. Like, obviously, I wasn't in Turkey, but that's the point. So it's a 22 years of your life left there, and you come here and you start from the beginning. I think it's really acceptable to feel like that in first a few years here.
Thank you. Since we're talking about Turkey, what do you miss the most while studying here?
So the first thing I would say, as everybody, like, I miss my family and friends too much. And the most important thing is the feeling you get when you belong somewhere. Doesn't matter how much do you live here, but eventually I think I will always have the feeling that I don't belong here. I have a place where I really belong to. And I can say that that's the thing which I really miss. I cannot really say like speaking my language because, you know, there are already so many Turkish people and I also have so many Turkish friends here. But yeah, the things I said, the family and the feeling of that you belong somewhere,
right?
Yeah, fitting in. And on top of that, as the most of the people already talk about that, so the weather and, you know, the rainy and cloudy weather in Germany kind of makes me feel a bit depressed. But yeah, that's why I can say I really miss the weather of my city and the sea.
Yeah, I can also relate to that. I think every international student feels somehow in that way. But is there something you learned to appreciate about the place where you're now studying in Augsburg?
So it's a good question. Actually, those are the things which becomes my reasons to study in Augsburg. First of all, I would say the trust the people have to each other and the discipline where you have here, where they have here, it's unbelievable. So I feel like I'm learning a lot. And being in the center of Europe actually brings you so many things. Like, you can get all the cultures of Europe in one city or one country, because Germany is such a country that where everybody comes to work or study. So in this case, you can also learn from them. That's a thing which I really appreciate. And on top of that, the Germany really spent some time on technology and science, which is really important to us. Most of the devices which I can find in my laboratories or like overall in the university are not the devices which you can easily access or even find in your Turkish university. There are so many reasons to appreciate.
Thank you. Let's talk more about your studies. What has been most interesting area of research or coursework for you?
In this case, I can talk about my really focus area, which is the ceramic materials and carbon materials. Those are the reasons why I came to Germany, because there are so many, it's a really big field on investigation carbon and ceramic materials in University of Augsburg. So I can say it's my favorite topic and like the topic which takes my interest a lot. And that's why I also write my master thesis on that topic right now. So it's kind of ceramic matrix composites. Knowing that people also have a big interest on this topic in Germany, it also motivates me a lot.
Have you had any practical experiences like internships or collaborations during your master's program?
Unfortunately, I couldn't find any chance to get some practical experience in the industry or somewhere else. Even though I've applied for somewhere for internships and something like that, unfortunately couldn't get accepted. But in my master thesis, I'm actually already in the production. It already gives me some practical ideas about what I'm doing. It's not only theoretical. But it would be really nice if I got some practical experience as well.
As you approach graduation, what's next? Do you plan to work in Turkey, abroad, or somewhere else?
So I can easily say that I want to stay and work in Germany at least 5 to 10 years. The reason why I want to do this is to learn and get used to their working discipline and style. I really appreciate their discipline, and I think that's the missing part of the industry which is in Turkey. Once I really learn and ready to apply that working style and discipline in Turkey, it would also be really nice and improving for Turkish industry, at least in the company which I would work in. That's why I want to stay in Germany at least for 10 years. But yeah, you know, maybe I can even really get used to it, and I wouldn't want to leave here.
Yeah.
And yeah, sometimes some people says that there are also so many good opportunities in some different European countries, but I'm not really a person who can change the countries and the culture really often. If I get used to somewhere, I would prefer to stay there.
How do you think your master's program has prepared you for the next stage of your career?
You know, the master's programs are not really prepared like for a person, but they're created to give some opportunities to the people where you want to focus on. In my master's program, there was also so many fields where you can focus on, such as like semiconductor materials or like mechanical parts, or like as in mine, the composite materials. They have a really nice, well-structured program in terms of mine field, because most of the professors work in this field, and the industry also requires so much analytical and scientific data from the universities. And that's why our university and our master program pays really attention on my field, and I think it prepares me in this way so well. So I can really feel like, okay, I will be the one who's the industry looking for.
I got it. Thank you. Looking back on your master's journey, what's something you wish you had known when started?
After starting my master's degree, especially first 1 or 1.5 years, was just like the continuing part of my bachelor's. Then once I get writing to my master thesis, I felt that something has changed. So they have expected from me to be a scientist, not a student anymore. I've been still thinking as a student, and I kind of skipped and postponed the things which I have to do as a scientist. And I have done everything really close to my submission date. For example, as a scientist, you really have to read, you really have to be able to write, you really have to do your research by yourself. I have expected from my supervisor to do most of the things, such things,
mm-hmm.
for me, you know. Okay, I've been reading something, I've been doing something, but I always asked him to give me some tasks. But I was actually the one who will create the tasks and do all the research by myself. So learning that at the end of my master thesis, it kind of pushed me a lot to write almost everything and do everything in less a few months of my submission date. But yeah, if I knew them from the beginning, I would really do a different kind of research and I would submit a different type of master thesis, a way better one.
Coming from that, what advice would you give students, especially from Turkey, who are considering a master's degree here in Germany?
Once they ask me this question, the first thing comes to my mind is learn German. Okay, if you want to come to the Bavarian region, especially the Bavarian region, I just tell them, do you know German? If they say no, learn German. So it's the, I would say it's the biggest and most important case if you want to pursue a master's degree here. Okay, even if the courses and the whole program is in English, you really have to know some German. It's all about your psychological and mental state. Maybe not knowing German won't affect how you write your thesis, but not being able to adapt yourself to the daily life will really affect how you will write your thesis. That's why I just say learn German and just make sure that you can pursue a program full of scientific approaches.
So, and I want to know, how does your current program differ from your undergraduate experience?
First of all, I can really say that it differs a lot. Okay, we got prepared for the industry. And since the industry is mostly based on the metals in Turkey, we mostly learned so many things about metals and how to produce and how to improve. Okay,
mm-hmm.
But here, the things were changed. So the metal was only a little part of my studies. We have mostly focused on the more advanced materials. And the biggest difference was we didn't really focus on improving or producing them. We really focused on understanding them. What's their atoms act like? What's their molecules act like? What are those materials? Those are the things which we really didn't learn in my bachelor's degree. That's why I can really say that the biggest difference is here. You learn how to be more scientific and how to approach more scientifically. And in Turkey, it's mostly based on how to produce and improve the production and how to create more profit for your boss.
Okay. And what role did mentorship or guidance from professors play in your academic success?
So I can say it plays a big role in my academic success. As I said before, once I came here, I was not really a scientific person. I was mostly prepared for the industry, to be a really good producer in the industry. But here, I started to learn how to be scientific. And my mentor was the person who really taught me how to be a scientific person, who really taught me how to approach the articles, how to approach a problem and how to understand a scientific topic. His helps during my master's degree, how the way how he constructs and give me the pre-prepared structure of what I'm gonna do in my thesis, they were unbelievably helpful and they really made me success my thesis.
How do you stay motivated during difficult times in your studies? Maybe you participate in any students' organizations, events, or activities. How do you balance your academic and personal life in general?
Actually, it's kind of hard. I can say that I don't have that much personal life. Being here alone and trying to create your own life needs some sacrifices. I really don't remember the last time where I went outside with my friends without thinking anything. most of my free times, I either work or do some things for the university. As you know, like the money and the study, those are the most important two facts in your life right now, in my life right now. And yeah, sometimes if I really can find some time, I go to gym, or like I sometimes even go outside to watch the sunset. But yeah, if you can say that's a balance, I do those things, but I can't really say I balance it.
Yeah, thank you for sharing your thoughts with us. Could you share with us your expectations about studying in a different country or university? How did the reality compare?
So it's a really good question, and I actually have something to say about this topic. From the movies and the general experiences from the people, I got the idea that all the people in Germany really parties, earn so much money, drives the best cars, lives in the best houses, and so on. But after coming here, I kind of realized that they were not true. Okay, they use nice cars, they also socialize, they do parties, but not in the way I expected. They work a lot, and okay, if they find some time to party, they do that. But it's not like a crazy teenager party movie. They work a lot, and if they can find some time, they do that. In my case, it wasn't like that, because I had to work, I had to study, and I had to do everything for myself, like cleaning the house, doing the dishes, and cooking, washing my laundry, and so on. In this case, I couldn't really find some time to get socialized and do partying as I expected before coming here. And I was actually also really planning to go out and do some hikings in the beautiful nature of Germany. But yeah, I couldn't do that so far. So it's
I believe after you finish your master thesis, there's will be a lot of opportunities for you to travel around Germany, maybe party, go somewhere in the woods with tents and friends.
I hope so. So I've been always hoping that, and for now it couldn't work, but I'm not sure if it's going to be the same. I will, of course, be done with the biggest part of my responsibilities, which is studying. So my biggest responsibility will be earning money.
Mm-hmm.
And like, it's definitely going to take some part of my day and some part of my weeks. But of course, it won't be everything. Now, if you think what I do right now, like studying plus working plus doing everything in your house, it already takes 24 hours if you add the sleep. But yeah, as you said, after the graduation, we'll already get rid of the big part, which is going to the university and doing some experiments and so on, which takes at least 5 to 6 hours in a day.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see.
And finally, what have been your biggest takeaway from this entire experience?
So there's really so much to talk about it. First of all, being in the center of Germany, center of Europe, really made me an international person. I learned so much about the cultures. I learned so much about the food, music, other tastes, how people act and treat to each other. And besides that, I learned how to be myself, how to be really enough for myself, how to get all my responsibilities, take all my responsibilities and do the tasks for me without needing anybody's help. It was so important because to my 22nd age, I've been always doing everything with the help of my family or like someone else. But knowing that you're alone here kind of leads you to do everything for yourself, and you have to be alone. So of course you have some friends, but yeah, I learned how to be myself. And other than that, I really learned how to be more scientific, as I said before. And on top of that, my social skills got really improved. I would never expect myself to be that social and get into all that social activities. I think the reason was that you're alone here and you have to gain some social environment.
Mm-hmm.
That really lead me to socialize more and, yeah, you know, gain a bigger social environment.
Thank you. Mart, this has been such an insightful conversation. Thank you for sharing your story with us today. Do you have any final thoughts or message for our listeners?
Thank you, Yulia, for inviting me today. And thank to the all listeners who listened to my experiences and my journey about coming to Germany. The last thing what I really want to say that the world is full of opportunities. And those opportunities won't just really find you if you sit on your place and don't move. Try to leave your comfort zone and seek for those opportunities. If I really stayed in my comfort zone, I would be a random engineer in Turkey and I would really not gain that experiences which I gained since 4 years.
To our listeners, thank you for tuning in to Hochschulkiste podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and share your thoughts. We will see you next time with more inspiring stories. Take care.